Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to PGN. It's Tuesday evening, and this is Deborah with you here this evening. I'm glad that you can be here, July 20th. And again, it's a pleasure to gather in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in faith and in one body and one hope and one praise unto our Maker and Creator. So praise the Lord. I hope you're having a good day and that your evening will be even better. Psalm 3:3 says, "But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the one who lifts my head. I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill." So praise the Lord for evidence for the word of the Lord to stand true forever. Let's dedicate this evening. I do have something on my heart to kind of share this evening. Let's dedicate this evening to the Lord tonight. So we thank you, Father. We just gather in your name, God, that we are created and sustained by you, Lord. We thank you for the sufficiency of your grace in all things, God. And we thank you, Lord, that you are in all, and all is held together by you, God. And we thank you for it. God, let thankfulness abound in our hearts and in our minds and through our lips, God, unto your name, Lord. May we magnify you, Lord. May we be lights and salt on this earth and take dominion and occupy, God, why you have us here, God, that we would be intentional with our time, intentional with our praise, intentional with our service, God. As we steward, we would even steward the gospel, God. We would be good stewards of the gospel, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming alongside of us and just being such a good friend and such a good communicator, and for your fellowship, for the nature of who you are, and always speaking truth and directing us in the ways and the will and the purposes of God for our lives. We thank you that you are like the manager, you know, you are the manager of our lives. And we thank you that we would be quick to obey and quick to listen. In Jesus' name, amen. So we dedicate this evening to you and let your name be glorified. Be glorified, God, this evening. Be glorified in me, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you again for joining us this evening. Hey, I was thinking about this for the last couple of days because realizing just spending some time on my part-time job, taking prayer calls for a ministry, and realizing that this past couple of weeks, that but especially Sunday, that I've been noticing that people, so I just want to encourage you here because I know you're people of faith, which I love. I love PGN and that people of faith and who are hungry and thirst for the things of the Lord, that seeking and knocking, and I just love the pure encouragement from the Holy Spirit that comes forth. So I just want to encourage you and the things of the Lord as well, is that I've been finding this, is that some people will call in for prayer, not here, but on my other part-time job. And, I don't consider this a job, but on my part-time job, because I work with my husband too. Some people are calling in for prayer, but then I realize asking them, because it's very evangelistic ministry, I ask them, you know, an important question, if they know, if they've ever had a significant time in their life that they could tell me about that they've prayed to receive the Lord as their prayer and invited, you know, something of the sort for salvation question. And I had one person say, no, they never prayed that prayer, but they were literally already told me what their prayer request was. And so, I said, well, has anyone ever shared with you, like, what is your understanding about, because I'm thinking, well, you called the prayer line, so what's the story here? So this gentleman proceeded, and I've actually prayed for this gentleman before. I remember praying for him before. And he proceeded to tell me something about eternal life. Well, I guess it means something with eternal life. And so this is what got me thinking, and how I want to encourage you as well, is that because sometimes even people who do street ministry, you know, where you go to Walmart and, you know, do prophetic ministry and to pray over people and whatnot. And most people I have found, and I've done that myself, most people I have found, when you ask them to pray for them, they are very open to that and they will receive it, and they're actually very touched by it. So people will receive prayer, and interesting enough, people will even call to receive prayer, call prayer line to receive prayer, but they're also not saved. So this man was not saved. And so this is where my encouragement lies, is that we really, well, people believe in God. So I was talking to my husband about this. Well, people believe in God, but yet they haven't come to the saving knowledge of what Jesus did for them on the cross, and that their soul hasn't been completely reconciled. And so, you know, and I think I was like this too, is what I was telling my husband before I was saved, that, you know, we grew up in a very traditional church. My husband and I both did, two different parts of the city, two neighboring cities. And he said, oh, I did too. I said, I remember praying to God as a child and different things. And I believe that the Lord, you know, through my belief, things were activated, but I definitely, when I was saved, it was definitely different, and there was a light turned on inside of me, because I think the world had way more influence on me, even though I believed in God and I would pray to God. The world had, my light was definitely not on, and I, you know, the world had, again, more of an influence on me. So I think that there's many more people out there. This is what I'm encouraging you to, so that we can be awakened to the people who believe in God and are even seeking God, but they may or may not be saved. And this is an important key and an important turning point that we need to recognize, you know, that people, so this man, you know, and even in the parts, honestly, I was even actually fumbling over it. I have notes when I work and things out, so that when someone wants to pray and receive, you know, the Lord, I don't be like a deer in the headlights, because sometimes it can throw you off for a second, you know, and because like you're so familiar with it, but then like, you know, it's like, okay, make your bed, or describe how to make your bed. Well, you do it every day. Oh, you describe, what do you mean? Like, you know, it's just like, it's so natural and so common and second nature, but like, okay, wait, I got to put it into words, you know? So I just wanted to, say just a little bit, just to give you guys a little bit of something to go off of for, people, when you're talking to people, that they know what they're saved from. You know, so what salvation is not, you know, and what they're saved from. So our souls are not condemned because of that. Our souls, this is kind of a tricky play on words here on these two things, because you're saying probably like, what? No, yes, it is. Okay. So in Romans 3:23, right, we are spiritually lost. So we all have fallen short of the glory of God. That's what Romans 3:20, okay. So our souls are not condemned because of our act of sin, because technically we're liars if we're not still sinning, right, where we have doubt or worry or fear or whatever it might be. But our souls are condemned because of our sinful state. Okay, so that's how we are in our flesh. So we can't even literally fix that on our own. That's why we need a Savior. So we need that. So in Romans 6:23, literally, we have merited God's wrath, okay? So because of our sin and our sinful state, so the wages of sin, you know, we have to pay for the wages of sin. Something, it costs something. When we sin, it costs something to someone, and it needs to be paid, right? So our sins need to be paid for, and then there's a penalty for it. So we do not want the lost, or ourselves before we were lost, to be paying, working in hell to pay the penalty of that sin that could never be paid off. you know, because it has to happen somewhere. And I think because there's a spiritual aspect, sometimes people don't want to look at it in the here and now, you know, and some people are very honest about, like, they do not want to, they don't want to give up their sin, you know, they're happy with their sin, you know. Anyways, Matthew 5 talks about poor in spirit. So I guess I'm saying that to say not everyone is going to be ready to accept, but if you're planting seeds, man, for the kingdom of God, it's a wise man who saves souls, right? And so, and we want to be stewards of the gospel. So we want to be stewards in the gospel. And Jude tells us to be active. Be active in sharing your faith so that you know every good thing that you have, you know. And we give a recount of this, you know, and even in Colossians 2, it talks about recounting and refreshing ourselves in the Lord and remembering what the Lord did for us and then stewarding that as well. So Matthew 5, you know, and the Sermon on the Mount, it talks about being poor in spirit. Well, the poor in spirit actually means that we're needy. So we, you know, we need a savior. We cannot do this on our own. And it is because of our sinful state that we are in, that we need a savior. And so God can't, God doesn't look upon sin and he can't have a relationship with sin, for he is holy and he can't have communion with us. So there has to be an asking, admitting, and confessing. But he is so willing, right? So a contrite heart, he will not turn from, you know. I just go here. And, okay, so let me just read, because this would be a good reference point here for to read in Romans 5. Pretty much all of Romans 5 is a good, I think, just for so you guys can remember and maybe look at it and get it in your spirit too, or if it comes up when you're talking to someone. So I'm going to start at verse 6 and 11 instead of 1, because this would be, okay, so Christ in our place. So verse 6 in Romans 5, for when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man, someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrated his own love towards us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, so the blood brings justification, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. Okay, so we are saved from the wrath of God, because through that penalty and that sure, there needs to be a price and there needs to be a toll for it, right? So at some point you're going to cross the toll road and it's either going to be in heaven or it's going to be in hell, you know. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus, through whom we now received the reconciliation. So even Colossians 1, Colossians 2 talks about this reconciliation. Colossians 1:20 talks about how Christ, through his blood on the cross, gave us peace through his blood and the power and him dying on the cross, that he reconciled all things on earth and even in heaven. There's this reconciliation of all of it. He can claim all of it through his blood and through his cross, this reconciliation, you know, through the kingdom, his kingdom coming now on earth as it is in heaven. He owns it all. Okay, so then we go back up to verse 1. It says, faith triumphs in trouble. That's what it says in the, I'm reading in the New King James Version. Therefore, having been justified by our faith, we have peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. There we go. Through whom also we have the access by faith into his grace by which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulations produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. So this is an ever-living word, right? We're ever being sanctified. While we are justified, and we have, for those of us who are saved, we are justified, we have peace with God. He has wrecked in our very soul. And so now it's ongoing sanctification through his word in this process, right? So we glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulations produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. Now, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out on our hearts by the Holy Spirit who is given to us. So we thank you that, you know, there's even a ceiling there on the sealed us, not a ceiling like a roof, but he sealed us with the Holy Spirit. But let me just read this, because speaking of our souls, looks the Lord reminded me of this again. Leviticus 17:11 says, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul." So that's what Christ is doing. He's purchasing back our soul, which is our sinful nature, you know, in our flesh that causes us to act. He's purchased that back by the atonement of his blood, and for the atonement of our soul, which makes atonement for the soul. Oh, Jesus, wow, that's so good. Okay, so I want to say this, that, where is that verse? I think I read it. So I have two different sets of notes when I work. Okay. Yes, thank you, Lord. Okay, Lord, you just bring it back to my remembrance. Okay, here we go. Yes. It is Romans 10:10. I'm just going to end with this one. Romans 10:9 and 10. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, which is, okay, this other version, I added this other version that says, okay, so if you confess with your mouth, which is this, that you recognize his power, authority, and majesty as God. And sometimes when we're talking to people, if we literally, this is why I read other versions of the Bible and the expanded version, the amplified version. Well, the amplified, as you know, if you don't know, but as you probably do know, is the amplified is drawn out in both the Greek and the Hebrew words, like the meaning of the word drawn out and what it would mean. That's how come it's amplified and expanded, okay? But, you know, if you ask people, hey, let me just ask you, would you say that you recognize his power, authority, and majesty as God? Because, right, and that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Verse 10, with the heart man believes. So he believes what? That Christ is the Savior. Resulting in justification, made righteous with the mouth, confessing his faith openly, okay? That's what their mouth does. Resulting in and confirming his salvation. That's so good. I'm not sure what version that is. That might be the voice version and part of that, how that's worded. But praise God for that. So that's what we want people to do. So this gentleman, back to my story, you know, after I explained to him, and some of it literally, I fumbled through it. So it definitely had to be the Holy Spirit. I don't even know what prompted me to ask him. I was working on a Sunday evening. Most people, when they call in on a Sunday evening, they are people who are saved. And again, I recognized his voice. And so I know that I've prayed for him before, and I just happened to ask him, hey, has there been a time that you, for those that are just joining us, has there been a time that you can significantly remember praying to receive Jesus as Lord, or, you know, or however I worded this prayer? And he said no. And so when I asked him what he knew about it, he only said eternal life. Well, he didn't know the cost. The cost on his very soul and the penalty that was going to have to be made for his sinful nature, and you know, what that meant for him. So I kind of fumbled through some of that and then gave some other verses as well. And I mean, with all integrity of the word, though, even though I fumbled through with all integrity of the word. And then I said, do you want to pray that? Would you like to pray that prayer? Would you like to pray a prayer to receive the Lord as your Savior? Ask him, and he said, yes, I would. So I was like, beautiful. Inside, I was like, that's beautiful. I said, thank you. And so I said, will you repeat after me? And he did. I said, this is the prayer that I prayed. In case there's somebody listening or you came across this and somehow the Holy Spirit is drawing you, okay, this is the prayer that I prayed, even at a later date. You think it's a later date and you think you missed it, but you didn't. The Lord's having you listen right now. And may this deposit into your soul. May you remember this and call out to the Lord so that you too can be saved. I said, Lord, I admit I'm a sinner. I need you and I want your forgiveness. I accept and recognize the atoning blood, your mercy, and that your grace is a gift that you offer to me because of your great love, not based on anything I've done. I ask you to cleanse me and make me your child. By faith, I receive you into my heart as the Son of God and as my Savior and Lord of my life. Help me to live for you, and I yield my soul to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And then I welcomed him to the family of God. And then I said, okay, sir, if anyone ever asks you that question again, you can tell them on this date and at this time you prayed that prayer, you know. And then I was asking him if he, you know, would you like me to help you find a place to go to church? And so he said, no, I don't go to church. I haven't been to church in a while. I ain't going to church. And so isn't that interesting? But yet he called a Christian ministry looking for prayer. So I just want our eyes for our discernment. This even awakened me. I will tell you, it even awakened me too, because I thought, oh my goodness. But he told me later that he said, I can't really go to church either. Like he humbly said, he said, I can't get around very well. And I have cancer. And I just want to tell you, I mean, you could probably hear my voice. It was so humbling. And I was so grateful to the Lord that this man accepted to pray that prayer and that the Holy Spirit even had the unction still through my lips to even ask him. And that he was so ready and willing. And God was even more so was the Lord ready and willing to receive him. So I just say that as encouragement that we be open to the Holy Spirit for those who seemingly believe while they do, and they might, and they're responding to God, but they might not completely understand the saving knowledge to receive the Lord and to snatch them out of the grips of the enemy. Because wouldn't it be just like the enemy? As it is, and as we know, to deceive. So thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing this week, God, what you're doing in your word, that you're awakening all of us. I pray for your protection and the blood of Jesus over us as we speak for you, as we learn from you, as you teach us. You teach us to pray, God. You teach us to pray for others. Lord, let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, God. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil by your blood, God, and your sanctification, God. We thank you for your atoning blood. And I tell you, when I pray for people, and for years I've prayed this, and when I talk about the blood and salvation, I will say his atoning blood. And when I have people repeat after me, and I will use that word, atoning blood, because there's a whole big difference to that. And when people say that, I have seen people's countenance change literally right in front of me. There was a woman who gave testimony and her shoulder being healed. And we never even mentioned that. She just came up to the altar when I was at church one time and prayed for her to receive Jesus. Well, literally she came up and said this. The altar was just filled with people. And I said, what do you need prayer for? What did you come for? She said, I don't know. And I said, well, what do you mean? And she said, I said, well, what do you mean? How did you get up here? Because I did not understand what this lady was saying. I said, how did you end up here? How did you get here? And she goes, I don't know. I was just sitting over there. And then the pastor did the altar call. I just felt compelled to get up and I came. And now I'm here. And literally she stood at the altar for a while. She was probably up there 10 minutes, you know, before somebody could get to her. And I sat, and when she said that, so I was discerning in the spirit because I was like, what does she need? And so then I asked her, I said, have you ever prayed to receive Jesus as your Lord? And she said, no. And I said, do you want to pray that prayer? And she said, yes, because I thought if she was just compelled and drawn to come up here and has no idea why, I mean, I figured it was Jesus, and Jesus wanted to meet her and meet her need. Anyways, after we prayed, and the atoning blood, her whole body like shook, like, and I was like, oh wow, the Lord's putting stuff in order. And she told me later, after we prayed, she goes, and you know what? And I said, what? And she said, my back is healed and my shoulder doesn't hurt anymore. I never had that happen. That was so cool. So glory to God for that. And let me just give one other testimony, because last week I was talking about when the Lord starts to double things, like he has my attention. Well, there were two people that I prayed for, and their names were Andrew, back to back. Okay, Andrew, and then the next caller was Andrew, and I prayed for them, okay? So I was telling John in the car that I said, I have to look that up in scripture and really figure something out. I said, usually when the Lord doubles things, there's usually something. He does it for my attention. There's a reason that he's doing it. So I'm getting ready today. So somebody knocks on the door today, right? It's a husband, wife, and their son. And it's our new neighbors, but they're not done with their house, building their house, but they just moved here, staying with relatives. And anyway, they wanted to introduce themselves. Well, guess who lands on my porch? Is the husband's name is Andrew. As soon as he said his name, I was like, oh my gosh, the Lord, here's this Andrew landed in front of me, and the Lord was preparing me. So you might just want to be in agreement with us that the Lord meets his needs, whatever that is that he needs from the Lord. And I'm sure it could include salvation, that the Lord will meet his need. But I fail to say it even like that. I'm not sure why, but I do. So thank you for listening and being an encouragement to the body of Christ as well. So let's open up the phone lines here. Our first caller, let me see, let me just write this down. Okay. Okay, thank you. So it's 832 Ming, who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Yes, God bless you. My name is Marie, and I'm calling from Texas.
Marie, God bless you. Thank you, Marie.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling and joining us this evening. Yes, thank you so much.
So enjoy her. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I was just reminded of something. Okay. I don't know. Maybe this is for you. Maybe this is for you. But just reminded us, okay, that we are the Lord. Sometimes we can take things in, even trauma. Like, we are fearfully and wonderfully made the way that God has made us. And even our brains and even the way we're equipped to take things in, you know. And sometimes we can have some traumatic experiences in our lives. And sometimes this trauma can be so significant that it rocks our world. So it takes us off our tracks for a minute. So it doesn't have to be necessarily as like 911 traumatic, yeah. Just in the sense that this really threw me off my tracks, and I don't know how to process this. I don't know what to do with this. And so just like our minds will sometimes ruminate, or our minds will replay those things. Or sometimes you hear people say they have like post-traumatic stress or they have anxiety over a certain situation until they settle down again and stuff. So just like the Lord has made our brains to process and to take things in increments so that we could actually heal, it's a part of the actually protecting us from taking it all in at the same time. And then also as we recount this, but to actually heal. So there's a process of the recounting it, not ruminating in the point where it's condemning and it's bashing us, and but to do it in increments and to be able to talk about it and heal about it is also a process too. So just like he's created our brains to take that in, he's also created our brains to literally heal. And he can send a healing word. And he usually does that in at his divine time. Yeah. And it can be a verse. It can be a literally just one word. It could be a whole passage. And unexpectedly, but usually we're at rest and our spirits are very open and they feel comfortable. And then this impartation of his word, like this one church I go to, at the end of service, they just read a scripture. And it's sometimes, you know, theme related to what was being spoken about, but sometimes not. Like, it's not something the pastor necessarily covered, but, you know, but sitting under the word of the pastor, like your spirit's open and your soul's open. And then there's a verse that comes up, you know, and that can be, there's just different ways that the Lord can send forth his word. But it literally, he has created us to heal, to have a process of healing. He literally does. And he literally can send his word to heal us. And I don't know, does that seem like that's for you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. I didn't know if it was specifically for you because, or if he just reminded me right before I started praying for you. So I thank you, Lord, just for that reminder, God, that just because sometimes we can take in so much of the, especially, you know, everything that happened with COVID and the restrictions and the shutdowns and the process of that, how we processed through that. And or even in some parts, lack of, and including myself, just because of being, you know, isolated and just having the same person to talk to, you know, over again. Mm-hmm. And, or the same incidents, you know, going through the same incidents over and over and over and over with COVID, you know. And, but the Lord has created, he literally has created us to heal. And just like there's a process there, like I was reading and, Romans 5, let me go back there at the beginning. Of what everything produces. And this is why our faith is so important, and the enemy really does like to attack our faith, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. Okay, first of all, well, the enemy we know already hates God and already has pride and arrogance against God. So if we are pleasing to God, why wouldn't the enemy want to attack our faith? Because he never can be pleasing to God again. He's been cast out through all eternity. Yeah. He has been cast out. So literally he is jealous that we can actually please the Lord with our faith. I think that he has flare-ups of that sometimes. And other, I mean, I'm not sure how he all works, you know, but I'm sure... but he certainly doesn't want to, his true effect, which is he does that through us. And if our faith pleases the Father, you following me there? So, and that's why our faith is so important to keep until we finish, you know, the line, over the line, the finish line. Okay, so we have access by faith into the grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of the Lord. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, which I should look that up sometimes to really get the understanding of that, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
Amen.
So I hear him saying that the latter part of that 5-5 is more important, like that's our dwelling place that we should, is that our hope and the love of God that's poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Because really nothing, you know, in Romans 8:38, nothing can separate us from the love of God, you know, and that verse that talks about all the different things, nothing can separate us from the love of God. And love, really, love is actually very healing. So just like when people speak kindness and good words, there's a different part of your brain, actually, when you hear that, that the frontal part of your brain actually takes that in, and it actually can be very healing for people who have had trauma, literally, and like scientifically and scientifically and in like brain trauma and counseling, and that is that it literally can be. That's why it's so important that we listen to each other and give feedback, like help each other carry each other's burdens and speak the word of the Lord to people, because it is healing. You know, that's how, you know, sometimes if someone speaks a word to you, or maybe you've spoken a word to somebody else, and you, and all of a sudden they just start tearing up. It's like it just hits them, or they might even say, and it's just hitting me in a different way, you know, cause, and it's actually healing. It's literally healing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, but we're also designed, while we can cope with these other things, because we're designed to do that, so that we're not overburdened and overtaken by them, but we literally, in the same effect, we literally are equipped and created to heal as well.
That's right. Powerful. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for sending your healing word, God. We thank you for the process of healing that you have for Maria, God, and that you're bringing forth, Lord. In Jesus' name, may it come forth in its fullness. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, Father. Certainly wouldn't restrict you in any way how you speak, how your word would come forth, how you would communicate, God, and impart to her, God, whether that be in dreams, God, hearing something on the radio or podcast or, you know, various podcasts, Father God, whatever it might be, in your word, sitting alone in your word, Lord, or just speaking to her quietly, Father God, just revealing your spirit of counsel and strength to her, God, and understanding, Lord, as it says in Proverbs 8, Lord, we thank you for a release of that, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, when this word comes, that she would fully receive it and it would fully have its effect on her, God. And that in which you sent and purposed it to do, God, let it have its full work upon her. In Jesus' name, God. And let her know and receive that. And always remember what you've done and speaking these healing words, Lord, and bringing healing to her, God, however you use it, even if it's another person, Lord, and that her spirit, like it nurtures her spirit, and her spirit leads, right? Because the word says, those that are led by the Spirit are sons and daughters, and you have liberty being led, and there's a liberty, so that means our souls are not pulling us down with the way that they function, like our spirit needs to lead out, you know, and we do away with the old part, especially when he's spoken. We have to say, hey, I'm not going to go there, you know. I mean, and because sometimes our flesh will want to tug on us, to go back to old ways, you know, or old thinking. Like even if you've forgiven someone, you know, and you know, that they might want to try to bring it up at some point, that, you know, the just this ruminating thought, or, you know, like sarcasm sometimes, or just a bad attitude, mm-hmm. or whatnot, mm-hmm. you know, how the enemy can kind of do that.
Yeah.
But that's our souls reacting to another soul, you know, but when he's already spoken to your spirit, to remember that and say, oh no, he did away with that. You know, there was one time, here's an example here. This was one time I was, this was years ago, not that this can't happen, but I was mad at my husband. And I remember leaving the house because I think I had to go somewhere across town, you know, and because I actually remember where I was driving on the highway. So, and I was kind of talking to the Lord about it while I was driving, you know, and as I was driving, I heard this voice say, yeah, and remember when he did this? And so, and brought up like another offense, you know, regarding my husband. And when I heard that, I said, oh my gosh, that stinker, like, you know, that enemy, mm-hmm. you know, I distinctly, because I said, I distinctly remember forgiving him for that. And here I am in the state, and this enemy is trying, right? So if my flesh would have took a hold of that, because see, I was in, then I realized, oh man, I cannot be, this has got to be resolved, you know, and I just kind of processed through it. So in my moment of processing, the enemy was trying to hurl more on me than was necessary, and that was equipped. But I thank God in the moment that he gave me the wisdom to see that the enemy was really trying to trample.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take a hold of that when you know, the Spirit of the Lord was speaking to me in a different way, you know, what his
That's
truth
right.
was and what I really needed to do. Yeah.
Yes. Powerful. So. It's really powerful.
Yeah. So how are you doing, and how's Texas?
I'm walking by faith, going through some things, but I'm just praying to God that things will get better. I just keep praying that, you know, I'm seeking God for breakthrough, and, you know, there have been some things done to block things, but I just keep going to God in prayer and just hanging on, trusting in him, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's good. And we're believing with you and for you, you know, the Lord would send his word to in those areas, you know, and speak to you and show you his wisdom, and then through all of it, and walk with you, to guide you and instruct you and comfort you.
Yes.
By way of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for letting us pray for you and joining us this evening.
Yes, and thank you all for having me. God bless you and thank you.
Well, God bless you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Our next caller is 847-239. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hello, Stephanie from Illinois.
Well, hey, Stephanie. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Okay, let's pray. Thank you, Father, for Stephanie, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You know, with the Lord, there's nothing by chance. It's not like a roll of the dice. And it's not like a roll of the dice, and it's not by chance, you know. Even when they cast lots, you know, that is the only time they did that. But even then, like, it's no surprise and no coincidence. And, like, we can do that in and of ourselves, maybe, you know, when we don't understand, it feels like we're rolling a dice or something. But it's the Lord, for him, and he's not like guessing what he should do for you, as we sometimes, not that we guess, but we try to discern instructions and direction sometimes. And sometimes the Lord literally gives us a choice on what we can do. And then other times not, but we can definitely be, there's things that, like, within our spirit and even our thought process that draw on where the Lord would have us and where the Lord would direct us. And kind of like, I want to say like a magnet, like there's a pull a little bit, and it sometimes literally is the Holy Spirit. And I'm not talking, as long as it's not, like, I'm not talking about sinful natures or anything like that, but directionally and for instructions, you know, he can lead us in this way. And sometimes when we get there, we discover what led us there. It is, we're enlightened by what we discover when we're there, or it completely changes a direction. So the two things that I'm thinking of is this, is my father-in-law, when he was working, he was looking for a job, he went to, in Michigan, he went to Chrysler, I think it was, or GM Chrysler, and he applied for this one job, but when he left that, he was in the same building, he left after filling out that application, he turned around, and on the door across the hall, it said they were taking applications for a draftsman, and he always wanted to do that. And he said that would, like, inwardly, that would be his dream job. So after he filled out patient, which that's what got him there, when he turned around, there was this draft. He said, I'm going to apply. He went in, he got that job, worked there for over 30 years, retired from there, loved it. And it actually excelled at his job as well. And then when I was saved, before I was saved, I used to sometimes go into the bookstore. I don't know if anyone works at a Christian bookstore, but, and you probably know this if you do work in a Christian bookstore, but I wasn't saved, but the Lord was drawing me. And sometimes I would just go in and look at the material and read the different scriptures. I would read the cards sometimes. I just got a lot of peace. I know that's weird, but I don't know how the Lord just did it. I don't know, But and sometimes I'd buy like a couple cards, you know, or if I could find a book that wasn't too, you know, overtly spiritual for me at the time, I might get that, but I might like just buy a couple cards, you know, but that would draw me. So then when I was saved, there was actually this one place near, the road was very congested. Okay. It's like store after store after store after store lined up. Okay. On the road. And I thought this one was a bookstore. And I remember thinking, oh, I never stopped there to actually go in because it was, the light was there and there was a lot of traffic and just a lot of different, so like a lot of very, very congested. But I felt drawn to go there. And I would say a few times, oh, darn it, I missed it again. Like it creeped up on me before I could actually get in there. And realized later that it was not a bookstore. It was a church. And in that church, we didn't meet till later, till like a year later, year and a half later, maybe 2 years. He was attending that church. And I tell him sometimes, even though I wasn't saved, had I walked in there, I wonder if we would have met earlier, you know, like if we would have met earlier. So I had this pull on me to actually go there. And so that's just interesting to me that the Lord would do it that way. But directionally, sometimes he does that for us to get, there's a meaning, you know, and there's in the word it says the law is written on our hearts. And this is how children know that their parents are doing things wrong and nobody taught them that. But that's all they see in our household. But they know behaviors and actions are wrong. And the child knows this because the law is written in their heart. And it is there to direct us towards God. So we do have this inward compass, if you will, to get us back to God and to acknowledge him and how much he loves us. I mean, ultimately, we have our own will, right? But there is something that we do have placed within us. So just pay attention to those little unctions and those little pulls, and what that means. I've seen the Lord also do, because I'm a note taker, and even when I go to church, to come across notes a month later, very timely, that are more significant than when I thought I actually wrote it down, and tells me that the Lord is the God who goes before me. He was preparing me even in that moment, but then now he comes alongside of me to give me the understanding of that word, but for him to realize, oh, he went before me and he knew that and was preparing even before I got there. Like, I can trust him, you know, and he wants me to fall back in that again, fall back on his word, fall back in trusting him, lean on the Holy Spirit, you know. So that's it. That's my word. I thought it was a long one. Lots of words.
Thank you.
Yeah. So does any of that seem to ring true with where you are, or?
For me, I've just been very, like I can feel God working, like, very powerfully, but there's just so many, like, there's so much noise. Like, I feel carnally minded almost. Mm-hmm. But, like, I still feel like God is leading me, like, in a powerful way.
Yeah.
But it's just, yeah. But, like, just all the other, like, thoughts, they're so distracting.
Uh-huh.
Like, I think they're, like, doubtful thoughts, or, yeah, I just need more faith.
Yeah, and I think you're just learning probably through the process to discern what is him, just like kind of like what you're saying. I mean, what I hear you saying is that you're discerning what is of him and then what is of a distraction, you know, and what is not him, and why these things that are not of him are louder, you know, because they're distracting you from actually plugging into your power source, you know. Sometimes I think maybe what might help, unless you're already doing this, is, you may already be doing this, is that when the Lord shows you something or is working powerfully like that, is to literally thank him out loud. Thank you, Lord. That was so powerful. And literally state what that was, like, moments that you illuminated that wisdom to my heart regarding whatever, but to say it out loud, it somehow cuts through different atmospheres and even places things in order in the atmosphere as well. So it might help silence some of the other stuff by doing that. And then you're also giving claim and declaring the works of the Lord through your own lips. If, you know what I'm saying?
I think I understand.
Yeah, it's kind of like just a prayer between you and God, but you're saying it out loud and you're thanking him and acknowledging whatever it is that you're seeing him work powerfully. Like, oh, I know that was you again, Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you, Lord, you know, because let me read this to you here. And part of really for all of us, because staying thankful even before the Lord, I know it's a little different, but staying thankful before the Lord, like that keeps us plugged into God. He wants us to thank him. I mean, there's even scriptures that talk about in the Old Testament, he's talking to the people, the Hebrew people in Deuteronomy, and he'll say to thank him, make sure you thank, you know, don't forget to thank me, you know, lest you forget that it's God who's doing the work on your behalf in order to get you to where you need to be in the provision that he's making for you, you know, lest it fall on you to think that you did it yourself, not you literally, Stephanie, but that's what he's telling the Hebrew people and the Jewish people. So Colossians 2:6-7 says, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith. And he's establishing your faith as you have been taught, right? So we're all being taught how to be established in the faith, abounding in it with thanksgiving. That's what the word says to another. And then they all fit together for our growth and even our maturity, you know, but practicing those things, you know, abounding in it with thanksgiving, you know. So. However you want to do that, but I would encourage you to start speaking those things with thanksgiving out loud and even declaring and decreeing it. You know, because even some of the, I don't know what's going on, I've got a lot on my mind, the Holy Spirit's put a lot on my mind today. Because even in the Old Testament, or the prayers of the patriarchs, you know, in the Old Testament, they always remembered what the Lord did. Like they would cry out to the Lord and what their need was, and how they needed his help and how they were calling upon his name. And then there was an aspect that they pivoting point in the prayer where they actually remembered what the Lord did, like what he did for them in the past. And they remembered him for that. And then they thanked him again, you know, and thanked him that he would come through for them again, like he did in the past, you know. But it's a form of declaring and decreeing before him who he is and what he's done and thanking him for it. And something about doing that out loud sets things in order spiritually on our behalf to welcome it to come back, you know, or welcome it to be fulfilled in our life. Do you do that very often? Do you pray out loud very often?
No, I feel like I don't.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to encourage you to do that because, you know, with the fruit of your lips, give praise. And, you know, if you're just with the Lord or you're driving in the car or wherever it would be, I just encourage you to do that.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, God bless you. Thank you for calling. Okay, I have a couple other callers, and if you would like prayer, just keep it. I was going to say raise your hand. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for your goodness, Lord, for your joy. We thank you, Lord, for restoration and reconciliation, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for the ministry of reconciliation through the atoning blood of Jesus and the power of the cross, God, your power that was made on the cross, God. We thank you, Lord, that we would boldly speak, Lord, that you would give us words to speak to those around us, God, continuing to be salt and light in this earth, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray that you would demonstrate your love to those people, God, that are in need of your love, and knowing the height, the length, the width, and the depth of your love, Father, in Jesus' name. We pray, Father, that you would begin to draw out and call out those that you've designed, what you've designed them to do, that it would begin to come forth. We thank you for that drawing and that unction and even the compass on their heart. Let God be the default and compass on their heart in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for those who have who are seeking and searching, God. We pray for their awareness to be open spiritually, that they would find you, God, that there would be no falseness, no imitation. They would not settle for the any other God but you, the one true God, and the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the protection of truth to be heard and to be known to them. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for the declarations that you make over their lives, God, that you would speak to them. Lord, those that we know and love, Lord, our family members, that you, God, you consecrate their pillows, God, that you would even speak to them and meet with them and impart to them your goodness and the Holy Spirit. Just such an awakening, God, like you can have those dreams that are such an impartation of a realness and lingering in your presence, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you for that, Lord. We ask for your wisdom, Lord. We ask for your wisdom, God, and your guidance, oh, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Lord, draw out, I was going to pray over our family members, draw out as a good father does, their destiny, God, their destiny in Jesus' name. And for those who have lost loved ones, Lord, who have lost children specifically, God, we pray for any lost destinies in our generational bloodline, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would gift our children with a double impartation, God, for what was lost and what was stolen and what the thief has interrupted. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you would do this, God. We ask by your great grace and your great mercy, Lord, in Jesus' name, God, blessing. We ask for the blessing on our family generational bloodline. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We welcome you here, Holy Spirit.
That's beautiful. I'm going to have to look and see if Julie True has a podcast that just goes on and on with her music. Maybe it's not called a podcast. Maybe that's something else. I don't know. But that is very beautiful. Just be swept away with that. And so thankful for worship. Okay, let me try this. 205-531. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from? Oh, I'm sorry. Hey. I'm a little bit. Who is this?
Jenny Mae from Alabama. I'm on the phone.
Hello.
Oh, you're my phone.
Did you say Julia May?
Yeah, I had to try to find the phone. I had the headphones on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was gonna say. I was just gonna say. I think she said Julia May. I'll just pray for her and put her on mute. Okay, sorry. I know I caught you off guard there. How are you doing?
Just fine.
Good. Okay. Well, let me pray. Father, I just thank you for Julia May, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for the blessings of the Lord to be with her, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for the blessing of the Lord, God. I just think of, I'm thinking of, okay, let me go here, because. The blessing of the Lord, the priestly blessing that was prayed, will the Lord bless you and keep you, and the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you, and the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And so that's what I feel like the blessing of the Lord, that blessing to be released to you, that was a priestly blessing to be prayed over the children of Israel. And so I thank you, God, for your graciousness, Lord, and that you would lift up your countenance, God. Let me see that. To look upon you, that means to look upon you with favor. Lift up his countenance upon you, look upon you with favor, and give you peace. I thank you for that, God. Lord, just impart that unto her. And I release it now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're jumping it out the hospital. And she's doing good. I got a appointment for the doctor when they took the trach out. But they got over 40 pounds worth of fluid off of her.
Wow.
170. Yeah, she went down to 138, and now she weighs like 131. So the fluid is coming off, and you know, they said she had congenital heart failure, and her liver was enlarged. So I'm thinking maybe that when she had the COVID, it might have, you know, weakened her heart. And so that's why she built up all that fluid.
Wow. So is her liver better now? Or, I mean, is she doing better? Or?
Yeah, they say, you know, for the fluid, but, you know, they won't go in there and, like, do a biopsy, take a piece off this, try to see it. But she just has so much fluid on. So I got an appointment on August the 2nd to go back to the heart doctor. So they probably take, you know, x-ray and stuff, then we'll see how everything is.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that she's out of the hospital. That you're able to be with her.
Yeah. I went up there and stayed, but I came home because she got weird and wanted to get out of the bed. So I used to go about 12 and stayed about 8 or 8:30 at night and then go back again the next day. Yeah, they look. You come in.
Okay. Okay. Well, based on just what the Lord had me just pray and read over you, it just seems like he's, you know, watching over you and, yes, and understands and is near to both you and Jennifer, you know, during this time.
Yeah.
So.
Then, like I said, another company took over, so I got my job for the school, but I'm seeing how that work out because it depends how she can go back to that, you know, the day program she was going to. So I'm still trying to find maybe a job work from home, because I don't know, because she has to go so far. So I don't know when they talk about how the virus is getting so much worse. So I'm kind of careful about letting her go out, you know.
Oh, right, yeah. That was, mm-hmm. yeah. Yeah, you have to think about those things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's pray about a job situation then for you, Lord. We just lift up Julia May to you, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would make provision, Father God, for a remote job for her, Lord, and something working from the home. Lord, that she can help her family, God, and make provision, Lord, for her household, God. We ask for your favor to be upon that, Lord, and that you would open doors of opportunity for her, Lord, and that she would have the Lord's favor with the decision makers on this for her, Father. And we thank you in advance, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for giving us an update, too,
okay.
Jennifer. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for letting us pray for you.
Okay. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Good to hear your voice. Okay. Caller 954-580. Oh, good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from? Hello, 954.
Hello, good evening. You're speaking with Carolyn.
Carolyn
from Jamaica.
Okay. How are you doing this evening?
Yeah.
Good. Are you doing well?
I am not bad, thanks.
You're not bad. Okay.
I'm not as well as I would have wanted, but God has been good.
Oh, okay. You mean physically? Are you physically not feeling well?
Physically, yes.
Okay.
I'm just recovering from a procedure that I did, so I'm still in the recovery period. And just praying for speedy recovery and no complications.
Okay. Okay, we can come into agreement with that for you. Okay. Hold on 1 second. Okay, thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for Caroline, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come into agreement with her prayers, Lord, in agreement with your word, God, in faith and obedience to your word, even, Lord, that Psalm 103 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me, bless his holy name. And forget not all his benefits, for who forgives all your iniquities, and who heals all your diseases, and redeems your life from destruction, and he crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. So we thank you, Lord, for covering Caroline, Lord, with your word and for bringing forth your healing in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you would display your excellence of power as it comes from you and you alone, God. And we thank you for the faith that you give us to believe, God, and to stand on your word, Lord. We thank you that your mercies are new from everlasting to everlasting, God. In Jesus' name. And we thank you, God, for your covenant that you keep with her, God, as an everlasting covenant, God. Touch her body, Lord. We ask that you would touch her body and bring forth healing, Lord, that you would drive out any pain, Lord, or irritations, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that you cover her, Lord. You cover her with your blood and healing, Lord. We just declare that, Lord, and stamp that as sealed, Lord, her healing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for calling. Let us pray
amen.
For you. Yeah, let us know how you're doing in the next couple weeks or so. We'll be thinking about you.
Okay,
but praise
thank
God.
You.
Yeah. Okay. Take care.
God.
Bye. Okay. Okay, everyone. I'm going to end a little bit early tonight. Thank you so much for joining us, and God bless all of you. And shalom to your homes, and may the peace and the grace of God be with your spirits. Amen.